Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny and three quarters at 6.49, March wheat down three quarters of a cent, 7.47 and three quarters, and March beans up 7 cents at 14.70 and a half. Didn't see any export sales this morning. There is some rain falling in Argentina. It'll start on Friday, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a drought buster. And then we're back to dry weather in South America, at least in Argentina and southern Brazil. But like I said, they will get some rains Friday, maybe into Saturday. What we do have here in the U.S. is this Arctic blast coming down. All the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas are all going to get hit with this. It's going to move east. Chicago is going to get hit with about 18 to 20 inches of snow, 55-mile-an-hour winds. Very dangerous conditions out here, so please be careful out there. The snows are certainly going to help replenish some of the rivers this spring when we get the spring thaw, but in the meantime, it's going to be a mess out here. We're still looking at about a 20% chance of winter kill in some, and basically in Kansas, on the hard red wheat. Soft wheat looks okay, but depending on how bad it could go to 30%, but I don't think it'll be that high. We're still concerned about COVID. They're talking of potentially 1 million deaths in China from the vaccine. Just people off the streets. I can't believe that their economy just isn't falling apart out here. And unfortunately, we're not going to get any good news out of China. They're pretty much restricting any of the bad COVID news. On the plus side for the grains this morning, we've got the dollar down 47 ticks at 103.86. We've got silver up 82 cents. We've got gold up 16 bucks. So some of these outside markets may help us. But crude oil is up 30 cents at the moment, but it's 60 off its highs during the day. It's down almost a buck since the overnight highs. S&P is down about 12. Dow looks to open up about 30 lower. So I think there's still more concerns about this Chinese COVID deal. Is it going to bleed over into the European countries and then to the U.S.? We'll have to see. So, you know, we're in the Christmas holiday here. A lot of traders are gone. I just don't see any reason to get friendly out here. We've had some rains in Argentina. Brazil's in great shape. We see Chinese demand backing off. So I just don't see any real reason except maybe turn around Tuesday to see some higher prices out here today. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.